For our second part of our message this morning, we're going to focus on the cross. And on Palm Sunday, it began with the crowd cheering for Jesus and welcoming Him as the chosen Messiah. He comes in riding a donkey and the people waved palm branches. They were truly excited as Jesus entered. But this excitement quickly turned to contempt and hatred. And as we know, by the end of the week, Jesus, the Messiah, would be crucified on a cross. But why does the cross matter? Why did Jesus have to die? The first answer is that we have a sin problem. As Carolyn shared with us last week, in the beginning, God created us, man and woman, equal, and He created us perfect in communion with God. They enjoyed constant fellowship with God, but they had one rule, and that one rule was to not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They had one single command, and yet they broke it. And when they broke that command, sin entered into the world. Sin destroyed that perfect communion they had with God. It ruined the relationship that they had with God and then a relationship they had with nature. Sin created an insurmountable barrier between God and humankind. We read from Paul, and we learn that the wages of sin is death. That means that the sins that we commit, no matter how big or how small we may perceive them to be, they all carry with them the same consequence of eternal damnation. God is perfect. He is without sin, and therefore sin cannot be in His presence. And there's nothing we can do about it. Absolutely nothing that you and I can do to fix this problem. God saw us in our state of despair. He saw the rift that was living between us. He knew that there was only one way to bridge this gap. And the solution was to send His one and only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. The Old Testament looks forward to the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the One who would save God's people. And the New Testament celebrates and announces, the One that you have been waiting for is here. The Messiah is here, and the Messiah is Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus is the very Son of God. Yet, He was born to a virgin in a stable, in a lowly position to a lowly family. He grew up and lived a sinless life. And He began to teach and preach to people about His Father, God. He shared with people that now there was a chance for us to be reconciled with God. Because Jesus was here. Jesus predicted His death and His resurrection, and the prophecies that Jesus put forth came true. Jesus started off to the people of Israel as a hero at that beginning of that week. But by the end of that week, they had turned against Him. Even His most trusted followers abandoned Him and denied that they even knew Him. That is where we come to at the end of Holy Week on Good Friday. We begin today on Palm Sunday with the celebration and Jesus being welcomed and cheered. And we end on Friday with Jesus being crucified and laid in the tomb. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, He celebrated what would be His last Passover with His friends, His disciples. He took bread and broke it. And as we saw in the Passover on Friday night, we saw that it was unleavened bread, and He broke it and said, "This is My body, broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of Me." And then He took the cup and said, "This cup is the blood of the new covenant. This blood is being shed for your sins. for all humankind. He shared this intimate moment with his disciples. And then he went to pray. And after he was done praying, he was arrested. He was beaten. He was spat upon. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. He was abandoned by the ones who claimed to love him the most. And then he was crucified. To be crucified to a Jew meant to be condemned to hell. This was the most severe punishment that they had at the time. Yet when they brought Jesus before the Roman officials, they said, "Why are we crucifying him? He has done nothing wrong." But the crowds insisted, and Jesus was murdered. Jesus told his disciples, and it is recorded for us in Scripture, that he was going to suffer and that he was going to die for the sins of the world. He knew the road that he was going to take, and he did so willingly. But the pain of the physical was pale in comparison to the spiritual and emotional pain that he had. Jesus was cut off from communion with his Father. He was cut off from communion with the Holy Spirit. God had to turn his back on his one and only Son. And this selfless act of compassion was done for you and for me. And if there would have just been one person in all of human history that would have believed, he would have died for just that one person. Jesus separated himself from the Father and the Holy Spirit so that you and I might live. God sent his one and only Son to die on the cross for our sins, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't die for the perfect. He died for you and me. He died for us knowing the sins that we would commit. He died for us knowing that we would not all believe. He died for us knowing that we would sin and do things to bring dishonor to his name. Yet he still died for us so that we might live. Romans 5, 6 to 11 says, "When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us, sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God." We have been made friends with God because of the gift of Jesus Christ. We have been given life anew because of the gift of Jesus Christ. The reason that we have the big day next Sunday is not to grow Hayes Christian Church. It is about growing the kingdom of God and sharing with people the gift of Jesus Christ and the salvation that is found only through him. What does John 3:16 say? "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." That is the message of the gospel. That is the reason why we are here every single Sunday. It is to celebrate the gift of Jesus Christ and how that gift has the power to change our lives and the lives of everyone we come into contact with. Everyone has been given the opportunity for eternal life. Every person on earth is invited to share in Christ's salvation. But he leaves the choice to each one of us. He doesn't force you to choose life. Just like he gave Adam and Eve a choice, he gives each one of us a choice. Now, some have argued that, well, God should have just made us automatically worship Him and automatically choose to follow Him. But if He had done that, we'd be like robots. We'd be like a string doll that you just pull the string. I love God. I love God. I love Jesus. Now, does that mean that we would really love God? We would really love Jesus? Of course not. We would just be repeating words. We would just be repeating what we've been pre-programmed to do. God created us to worship Him and serve Him, but He also gave us free will and free choice. He doesn't force us to follow Him. We choose to follow Him because we believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. We believe that we are sinners in need of a Savior. We believe that Jesus paid the price for our sins and then rose up on the third day and defeated death so that we might live forever with Him in heaven. When we believe, we take that next step, and we take that next step of baptism. And in the symbol of baptism, we're lowered into the water, representing Christ going into the grave, representing our old selves dying to sin. Then we're under the water just as Jesus was in the tomb. And finally, we are raised up out of the water just as Jesus was raised from the tomb. And we are raised out from our sinfulness and into the newness found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday, and it's the Sunday that we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. We celebrate Jesus coming down on earth, dying on the cross for our sins, and being raised up again. If you are here today and you do not know Jesus is your Savior, if you're here today and maybe you have not been obedient following the Lord's command of baptism, I want to invite you and I encourage you this morning, if God is tugging at your heart to be baptized or to come forward to accept Jesus as your Savior, I would invite you to come forward during our invitation song.